The Founder's Story, A Letter from the Creator. Dear Fellow, Foot Pain Survivor. I live with chronic daily persistent headaches, a condition where severe headaches are present 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, without pause. Several years ago, I visited a foot surgeon to correct hammer toes and bunions. The surgeon recommended operating on 9 of my 10 toes. The operation went well, but what came next changed my life forever. Almost immediately after surgery, I developed extraordinarily painful shooting, stabbing, and pins and needles sensations covering both feet. My toes felt wrapped tightly, as if sandpaper were between them. I had painful tingling, shooting, and stabbing in both feet, unbearable sensitivity to pressure, and random stabbing pain extending into my calves. The pain persisted around the clock, especially agonizing in the mornings. I was ultimately diagnosed with complex regional pain syndrome, or CRPS, a form of foot neuropathy that has no cure. My doctor recommended a spinal cord neurostimulator implant to intercept pain signals. Today, I carry a rechargeable battery in my lower back. Nobody told me this could happen, and that is exactly why I am telling you. Physical therapy helped, but at $150 per session, I could not afford 3 sessions a day. My insurance gave me 20 sessions a year, dispensed 3 to 5 at a time, followed by a 2-week wait. That is healthcare. Or, more accurately, health rationing. The people who made this personal. I was very close to my grandfather, Barney Benjamin. He was a tough old coot who drank whiskey and smoked a cigar every day. His voice sounded like gravel, and he stuttered, one of the reasons he was targeted for beatings in the British Navy. But his grip was like iron. He would shake my hand and squeeze every time we got together, and that is how I knew he loved me. He was barrel-chested, optimistic, supportive, kind, and loving. He fell in his condo in Florida and broke his hip. He spent his last days in a hospital where he contracted pneumonia. I sat by his bed and held his hand. He was unconscious, but his grip was as firm as ever. I told him how much he meant to me. He had survived the loss of his wife, then the death of my father, stepmother, and little sister in a plane crash. He was always my pillar of strength. He passed away that night at 2 a.m. It was Christmas Eve. Years later, I was visiting my mother, Dolly, in Florida. I heard a thump from the next room and rushed to find her slumped on the floor in pain, unable to move her leg. I called an ambulance. Everyone said how fortunate she was to have me there. She spent 6 months recovering from a broken hip and it killed her. Her zest for life, the 90-minute phone calls we enjoyed, were all gone. Her quality of life was destroyed, and so was her will to live. She passed away a shadow of herself. Mom, I miss you still. All of that led me here to Massage Mate 24. As the founder of several nonprofit organizations, I spend my days developing solutions to problems that diminish people's quality of life. When I turned that focus on my own condition, I realized I needed more comfort and relaxation throughout the day, available on my terms. So I researched, consulted, designed, prototyped, and tested. My goal was simple: bring massage into people's homes, available anytime they need it. For less than the cost of a single therapy session, you now have the ability to massage anytime during the day. I know firsthand how painful foot pain can be. My deepest wish is that Massage Mate 24 brings you some well-deserved comfort. Join our community and share your experience. With empathy and solidarity, Lyle Benjamin, founder of One Planet, One People, creator of Massage Mate 24.